Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks for being here this morning. It is the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. We are going to play that clip from Kirk that sparked a few people to raise their eyebrows in a moment. But here are the headlines before you head out this morning. The Hawks are back in action tonight, taking on the Spurs in San Antonio. Pregame is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 8. The Buffalo Bills are in Houston tonight to take on the Texans on Thursday Night Football. The Braves have announced the closer Raisel Iglesias will return to Atlanta, paying him $16 million to come back. The Falcons have designated Divine Diablo to return to practice from the IR. Just a little bit of good news from yesterday, but of course we all got the update that Michael Penix is going to need surgery for a partially torn ACL. It will end his season. Here is Raheem Morris speaking to the media yesterday on feeling bad about this situation.
Good spirits. You know, obviously, hardened young man, tough and young man, hard on all of us. You know, tough injury that he's got to go through again. He's dealt with it. But what we know of Mike and all the stuff that we've done from our research, from all the injuries, come back stronger. We feel really confident that this will be the same way. I have no doubt that Mike's going to attack this rehab and attack all the things he has to get done to be ready for his team and ready to go as soon as possible.
Woof. Mm. I mean, it just even listening to that and listening to it yesterday just makes you sick. The entire storyline makes you sick. The way the season has gone makes you sick. And the thought that he's not going to have a full offseason makes you sick. There's just no two ways about it. He needs work, needs development, needs time with whatever coach is calling the plays or designing the offense for the coming years. And bottom line is, no matter how you feel about it, you spent a first-round pick 2 years ago on him, and it stinks. And you were hoping this guy was the future of the franchise, and now there's every single thing is in question about his future and his team's future. So I don't know. It was a tough pill to swallow to listen to all that yesterday and to know that there's actually going to be a reconstruction done.
And to top it all off, you've got a fan base that's frustrated because I was talking to somebody that I think it was yesterday about this, and we were discussing why there's angst and why there seems to be no patience with anything with the fan base. And I said, well, because we never got that rebuilding process. You know, we were fed in when Terry and Arthur Smith got here in 21. We're retooling while trying to win and competing. And then in 22, Matt's gone. And it was, well, no. We're trying to win. And you knew it wasn't necessarily the case because you had like one of the largest dead caps in the largest dead cap at the time in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
But that was the message. And then you go into the 2023 season and was like, Desmond Ridder's like, guys, we're ready. We're gonna
this
win.
Is the guy.
We're gonna win. Like we have a roster. You know, we have Bijan. We have Drake London, Kyle Pitt. We're going to compete for playoffs, the division. And you go 7-10 again. And then you fire him. And then you're like, no, we're going to sign Kirk Cousins. And Kirk's going to be here. And he's going to take us to the playoffs. And Michael's going to sit for 2 years. And we're going to win. And then That doesn't work out. And now, Penix is the guy, and you saw what he did last year in a primetime game against Washington and blah, blah, blah. And so he wasn't even given the leash to develop this year. It was, he's supposed to be winning. He's supposed to be, people expect him to step in and play like an all-pro. And it's just, one quarterback did that in the draft class last year. It was Jaden Daniels. Bo Nix was good, but he also was playing behind probably the best defense in the league last year and this year. And so he's been able to develop while playing behind defenses that hold teams to the scoring down and just do enough to win. I mean, their offense, like three or four games in a row this year, was brutal for the first three quarters. And all of a sudden, because their defense kept him in. Penix didn't get that either. He got a good defense, but not great. And now he's injured. And so now you're entering another offseason where there's uncertainty and the expectation next year will be to win. And he's going to have like 12 games under his belt.
Yeah.
And he's going to be coming off injury. And you said he's not going to get any of that stuff. So.
Feel stuck. Feel stuck.
And it feels like you've done it to yourself.
Yeah.
Because you've never, I get it. You want to, I understand the messaging of we got to do this and do that, but you never gave yourself the opportunity to take a deep breath and say, look, whatever happens this year, we're trying to win, but we're also trying to develop players. Nope. It's been complete, because for 3 or 4 years, you had Thomas and DQ trying to save their jobs and trying to win by pushing the cap hit, and then when you reset it, you never really just admitted that you're resetting it.
Yeah. And to cap it all off, the conversation popped up. Last week we talked about it. I talked about it a couple other places. It's like, oh, man, you don't have a first-round pick next year. And my response to that always has been, that doesn't really bother me that much. I would have rather spent that on James Pierce this year and he get a year of development and we hit the ground running with two edge players that can actually get in the backfield next year who are into their second seasons and not rookies anymore. Because when you have a first-round draft pick and you're in a team in rebuilding mode, what did you always draft? You draft a left tackle, you draft a quarterback, you draft an edge player, and possibly a corner. All right, those are like your first-round guys. Like, A.J. Terrell just got a huge extension. Jake Matthews signed an extension. Michael Penix, you just drafted two edge guys. Like, it hasn't bothered me. But then when you compound it to the Michael Penix thing, there's just so many questions about this franchise moving forward that I can't answer. Somebody asked me yesterday, hey, is Raheem's job safe now that Michael Penix got injured? Because he can point to it and say, hey, our quarterback got injured. We weren't allowed to really the opportunity to develop and pull ourselves out of it. I said, I don't think anybody's safe. Like, how would anybody be safe at this point? Now, do I think Raheem should be fired? I think that that's another conversation for another day. I'm still not sold that that's the answer. I think Raheem and this organization, this franchise has got to find some bullies, man. You got to find some bullies. We don't have bullies. And I say that knowing that Drake London is our alpha on both sides of the football, in my opinion. Have you got some good players defensively and offensively? Sure. But they feel passive a lot of the times. And I feel like if I was going into this offseason thinking one thing, I'm going to find some kind of tone setter on both sides of the football. Maybe somebody grows into that role. Maybe they don't. But that's the – when I look at the future of this franchise, it's not to me about rehab. It's not about coach. It's about finding somebody who can play at an angry level and set the tone on both sides of the football.
I do believe that you might have one – the two kids you drafted in the first round both might be that guy. I think the term you used was grow into it. It takes a little bit of time. Feels like it's – Drake wasn't that guy year one either. I mean, he had it in him, but he was still learning the receiver spot. He had some hiccups, and now look at him. There's – no doubt, Drake's played like a top five receiver this season. There's no doubt. And his attitude we've seen for the last few years. But I think Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr. both have it. They've just got to continue to develop and allow that to kind of come out.
I think that's fair. I think that's definitely fair.
But I just look back and I understand the thought process of, saying that you were going to compete, and you did compete. You were 7-10 all 3 years under Arthur Smith. you know, and you lost a few games where you felt like you were maybe a Jalen Walker away or a Jesse Bates away, right? Mm. And then it just, for whatever reason, didn't work out. But I go back that if you'd have been a little bit more calculated with your messaging, it might have given you a year more than you have. But now you look at it and you say, well, I've been told for the last 8 years we're supposed to go to the play. And you're like, a miracle could happen. You could pull a rabbit out and you could win seven in a row. And like I said, yes, what, 2 days ago, this is Kirk Cousins' chance for his Red Dead Redemption story. I mean, you know, they go out there and be the gunslinger and lead the Falcons to the playoffs for the first, like, but that just seems like a pipe dream at times right now with where you're at three and seven.
Yeah.
And the game Kirk Cousins did start this year without Drake London didn't go very well.
Yeah. No.
And you're at home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And that's what I mean by finding a bully. And maybe that's more off because I think you're right. I think Jalen Walker can be that guy defensively. I think he'll grow into that role. But you look offensively and, you know, what's Chris Lindstrom's cap hit next year? $26 million, something along those lines?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. And real quick, I want you to finish your point. But this whole people with this narrative, oh, they're in cap hell. No, they're not.
No, they're not. They're not even close to being a cap hell.
So stop this. We're against the cap. There's so much you can do with that. That shouldn't even be coming into thought.
I mean, between Kirk and Kyle Pitts right now, you're spending $50 million, are you not? Which I don't know that I expect one of them to be on your roster next year. And I know people ears perk up when they hear Kyle Pitts in contract in 2026. I'm good. I think he's hamstrung this offense. And when I talk about finding a bully, the tight end position is one of the places I'm talking about. Go find a freaking bully. Find somebody that wants to hit somebody in the nose. And I love Chris Lindstrom to death, and that's why I brought this up a minute ago. If you can't move somebody north and south at the guard position in short yardage and you're making $26 million, then something's off about the way we're doing things. I'm sorry. It just is.
I completely agree. I saw a Darnell Washington film this morning when I was doing some research, and I was like, holy hell.
May or may not be in my mic tub.
I know I said it earlier, and you know, a couple weeks ago before the deadline, I was like, I'm holding on to Pitts because I don't know where we're at, blah, blah. Dude, I would do that trade 50 times right now. It's straight up, 8 for 80. Give it to me.
Boom.
Well, and we're going to continue this conversation. Didn't quite get to the Kirk audio that made a few people feel a certain way. We will. But coming up, Braves made some moves, and Shador is getting his first NFL start. All of that is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.